what, on the side, you mean?
In the center.
Oh, in the hall itself?
Yes, they were kind of, it was four rooms downstairs mm-hmm. and two rooms upstairs, and had a big hall that went down the center.
Yeah.
And you went in the hall, and back when I was a child, it was a parlor. And on the left-hand side was the parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And behind that was the company bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And over on this side was Mama's and Daddy's room.
Mm-hmm.
And behind it was where the smaller children slept.
That'd be here.
Here.
Oh, here. Is this the parlor?
This is the parlor.
Okay, this is the parlor, and this is your parents.
I guess you'd call it a master bedroom now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's where my parents stayed, and this was the guest bedroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And up this way was the stairs, and over the stairs, the boys stayed in one room, and the girls stayed in one room. There was a little hall up there. And across the back was what we call the washroom. And that was where we kept our clothes. And
is it kind of like a porch?
Well, it was
or
built.
You were drawing it kind of small.
It was built in across the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the where our clothes were kept. And we each one had a wash pan and had our name on it. And they each one had a little round stand with our towel and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then up behind this way, the kitchen and the dining room were out from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we came out of this little door from the kitchen and the dining room.
Was that our one room or was it two?
Two different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And had a big wooden stove in this kitchen.
Was it on, how was it connected to the house? Was it connected to the
hall? See, it came through this hall.
Mm-hmm.
See, mm-hmm. you came out of this hall, down through a little breezeway.
Yeah.
Over to the kitchen and dining room.
Mm-hmm. Draw them on there for me, I'm curious. Sounds a lot like my grandparents' house. Yeah, okay, yeah. And which would you come to first, the kitchen or the dining room?
The dining room. And everybody ate in the dining room.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, as we knew more, I guess, how to live and things got better, this was torn away and the bathroom was put here.
Yeah, when people began to get all those things.
Began to get a bathroom.
Yeah.
And this was made into the dining room, and the kitchen was built on behind
yeah.
that, and all that was on one side, and another bedroom was put back here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I mean, it was just a typical old Southern.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's, it reminds me very much of my grandparents' house when you started
in
all those doors.
But anyway, we had, and around this was prisms. It went, you know, on each side of the door. And up over the door was all that glass that was molded in that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The people that owned this place before my family bought it were Shep Trines. And they,
what was the name?
Shep Trines. And they were supposed to have had money.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they lost it. And my daddy was young and he was able to buy it in the finance company. But anyway,
well, about how high were the ceilings?
Oh, they were big, real high ceilings. See, the rooms were 20 by 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the ceilings were 16 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And under this stairway, where we went upstairs, was a pantry thing that was concealed.
Uh-huh.
And that's why all the deeds and all the papers and everything of importance was kept.
Uh-huh.
Mama's silver was kept uh-huh. in there.
Well, I think that's about